I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Anti-Christian violence is escalating in northern India, with attacks on believers rising over 550% in the past decade. Mission Christ sends repurposed Bibles and Christian books from the U.S. to believers around the world. Their contacts in India tell Mission Christ Jason Wolford about
church services disrupted, attacks on people while they're worshiping, vandalizing Christian institutions. And these are getting more frequent. They're being live streamed and publicized to intimidate Christians from going to church and worshiping God.
Mission Cry partners train and equip evangelists in northern India, which is a hotbed of persecution. You can help send them critical resources by helping Mission Cry fill and ship a container.
We're talking about tens of thousands of people being reached just off this one container.
And the Pew Research Center has revised how it measures China's religious landscape. Based on this standardized approach, China is no longer on the world's top 10 list for largest Christian populations. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says the report is sobering, but no reason to slow down. Gospel ministry in China is still a mix of growth and challenge. One such challenge is how to reach young people.
When we go to rural China, we see a lot of older Christians. The younger Christians are harder to find. And so, you know, I think that informs us a little bit as to where do we work, who do we partner with so that we can maybe help reach another generation.
Since it's illegal in China to evangelize children, Bibles for China is limited there. But among the Chinese diaspora, they distribute a special storybook Bible for kids. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.